Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. A little after 5:20, we'll be joined by our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereth. He just did the past Saints game along with Chris Myers, Jen Hale, with the Saints and the Dolphins, and a rainy day in Miami. I know Jen's always told me, Mike, the weather's always great there. Not so much this time. So we'll have Mark on with us to talk a little bit about the NFL and certainly about the Saints and his evaluation of Tyler Shuck. And I'll be honest with you, where, man, the play calling, and they played like in a goldfish bowl in the first half. You saw, man, that Tyler Shuck dude got some talent in the second half. And come on, you got to help him, though. Yeah, sometimes it's a tough catch, but you got to be able to help him out. And with no running game, he's sort of got all this on his back. Let's go to our talk and text line. Let's go to Patrick in Houston. Patrick, you're in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Good evening, gentlemen. It's great to hear from you, especially from the one and only legendary Mike Dettelia. Good to hear from you, sir, man. Hey, I wanted to call about the job vacancy, college coaching vacancy that hasn't really received a lot of notoriety or publicity of late. Obviously, with the situation at Florida and LSU and some of the more higher profile vacancies, but the Tulane job now being open. What do you think, Mike? We've met before, and if you remember me, you probably know that I'm a big Southern Miss Golden Eagles fan.
I do remember.
Yes, sir. I'm hearing that Charles Huff might be in contention for the Tulane job that he's talked about as a potential candidate. I think that he's lost some sort of luster, right? Who do you think are the real contenders for the vacancy?
I would think Charles Huff, because of what Kevin Harris talked about, that he would prefer a guy with head coaching experience is in the mix. But is Charles Huff also in the mix at Memphis? Okay. He knows that area pretty well, too. No, that dude can coach.
Yes, he can.
Look what he took over. And it was a mess at Southern Miss. And to get to 7 wins, I know he lost the last 3, but, man, it takes nothing away what he was able to do to give some oomph back at Southern Miss. I've always felt that if John Summerall leaves, the one guy that would get a whole lot of interest, and he has, is Blake Baker. Okay, he's a Tulane guy, the former linebacker at Tulane. The one criteria he doesn't have, he's never been a head coach. But, he's making like $2.5 million a year at LSU. Okay, I think they were paying Coach Summerall $3 million. And you got all the responsibilities, and I know Blake has always talked about, hey, I enjoy being the coordinator, but he would love to be a head coach. So I think Charles Huff is going to have people after him because of the success he had at Marshall and then coming to Southern Miss. And I think most people would have been glad if you got 4 or 5 wins. He gets 7. That to me tells me a lot about what type of coach Charles Huff is. And I think we're seeing it also happen at LSU with Lane Kiffin. Talent evaluation. He wants a certain player that he feels will fit what he does offensively and what he will have defensively. Look how quickly Charles Huff was able to go out in the portal and get a lot of those players. I think Charles Huff is one hell of a coach. If he's at Southern Miss next year, hey, they'll be lucky.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of teams, now with all of this happening, and it's like 52 pickup. They just throwing the cards out now, and coaches going here and there. Charles Huff is a guy that I would have a lot of interest in because of what he's done at Marshall and what he did in that 1 year at USM. If you ask me who was the front runner, I would think it's Blake Baker. It's his job to make the decision. Do you want to stay at LSU and maybe look around? But you want to be a head coach. You might not get that opportunity to come into a program, and you part of the legacy. You were there at Tulane as a football player. So to answer your question, I'm a big Charles Huff fan. I would think if he doesn't get the job here, he'll certainly get a lot of look-see at University of Memphis.
You're on the money, Mike, as far as Huff goes. I remember he was a terror at Marshall. In his last year at Marshall, he won the Sun Belt Championship in Lafayette, so I remember that much.
Yeah.
He did a great job with the Thundering Herd up there. And then he comes to Southern Miss, who, as Patrick had kind of mentioned there, they were on a down stretch, and then all of a sudden, year one, he gets them bowl eligible, which was a big turnaround immediately. And that's what you can see from time to time. I don't necessarily think that people should have unrealistic expectations for Lane Kiffin in his first year at LSU, but being able to use the portal to instantly fill up holes on your roster moving from year to year, whether you lose players to the portal, lose players to the draft, as you had kind of talked about earlier in the week, Mike, I mean, that's the way to do it. You go and plug and play. It's just the new era of college football. And some coaches are ready to adjust, and Charles Huff is one of them, alongside Lane Kiffin, for that matter, where they're destined to have success in this era. So I think he would be a good hire for Tulane if he's the guy. But as you had mentioned, it sounds like Blake Baker is probably the front runner in this. Tulane alum, it makes a lot of sense. He was a linebacker there from 2000 through 2004 before his coaching career brought him all the way to LSU. I know that Kiffin had extended, basically the offer for Blake to stay on as the DC of the Tigers if he wanted to, but it's going to ultimately come up to him. And as you said, Mike, if he wants to be a head coach someday, where better than your alma mater?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, it's not like the moving van got to move your furniture and your clothes too far from Baton Rouge to New Orleans. And you know the area, you know the team. And I will say this, man, what Willie Fritz did here was Coach Fritz did a great job and being able to put all the building blocks around. But you are coaching year to year. I think what a lot of fans sometimes don't understand is it's not like this is a three-year plan.
Mike.
This is a one-year plan.
You remember when Coach Summerall first came on with us and he was just like, I think this was back in the spring, and he had said, I had four returning starters from last year's roster with everyone that had either left through the transfer portal or had gone through the draft. He had like about four, maybe five returning starters from last year's team. That's why, I went on this rant during the First Take show about how lazy Florida fans have been and reacting negatively to Summerall going there. He's a winner, man. I mean, just like Kiffin and Charles Huff and all these other coaches that have adjusted well to the portal era and building rosters year to year to contend for conference championships, that's what Summerall does. Mike, he's been a head coach for 4 years, four conference championships. I don't think he's slowing down anytime soon, even with the jump to the SEC.
Okay, everybody's whizzed, well, a lot of fans in Florida. I won't say everybody, but a lot of fans in Florida whizzed off because Kiffin didn't take that job.
Yeah, I get it.
But bottom line, and you look at the success they had with Coach Spurrier and then with Urban Meyer, offensive-minded coaches. But I think the one thing, and listening to Coach Summerall yesterday in his presser, he was like, I want to build this staff. He knows his strength is on defense. You don't know everything as a head coach. And he knows he's going to have to build around him a very good offensive staff. And I'd like to recruit at University of Florida. Man, within 120 miles, I think I could get 90% of my players.
Right.
Look at the population in that area. Man, you got a lot of really good football players in and around Gainesville. And so I think he's going to win there. He's a winner. He said that, and I agree with him. He's a winner. And he's going to win at Florida. And I wish him all the best. But at Tulane, man, I think this is Blake Baker's job to say yes or no. And for me, why would you say no? You get a shot to be a head coach. That's a lot different than being a coordinator, and you call your own shots. And you know why? A big part of it? I get to hire my own staff. Sometimes guys get thrown onto your staff that you didn't hire. That's why you want to be the head coach. You want to have that final say on staff. When we come back, we'll have on with us Mark Schlereff from the NFL on Fox, our Odyssey insider, right after this break.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. And we're joined by our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. You can listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark, I got to ask you, how's things going with the podcast so far?
Things are good, man. I appreciate that. You know, we're rolling along. You can find us on YouTube or anywhere else you get to your Stink of Truth podcast fix. So things are good, man. And you know, of course, me, I'm killing Kansas. From where we sit here in Denver, we can't even see Kansas City. They're so far behind us. So it makes me feel really, really good.
It took you a few years to finally say it, but you finally are able to get a little bit of spread there. But
my gosh, I'm telling you what, it's been miserable following that team. You know, the earliest they've exited in the last 7 years is overtime of the AFC Championship game twice. In the last 7 years, they've been to every AFC Championship game, and their earliest exit over the last 7 years is overtime in the AFC Championship game. Do you understand how ridiculous that is? And we've been having to sit here in Denver and just take it. Oh, gosh, it feels good to be ahead.
You were able to do the Saints-Dolphins game And, you know, the thing I take away from that in the first half of that game, you know, game plan or whatever. And listen, it's great to get the quarterback into the groove and that little 2-yard completion or 3-yard completion downfield. But my thing is they finally took kind of the chains off of Tyler Shuck a little bit in the second half. And, man, he really was impressive to me. Some of those throws were really good. He can shoot that ball in between arms and hands. And I come away from that game really impressed with Tyler Shuck and what he was able to do in the second half. Now, the Dolphins, you know, the Saints are not a good football team, but the Dolphins ain't good either. Now, I would love to have the A-chan. I would love to have that cat on my team. But, man, they better than the Saints. But to say they considerably better, man, I don't know about that.
Yeah, listen, man, I'm really impressed with Shuck. From meeting with him, talking to him, like, one, and I said on the broadcast, man, that dude loves the grind. He loves the prep. And I get it all the time, man, when I hear people talk about our players go, man, I just go out and ball. I'm like, okay, check that guy off. He'll have a short career. When I have a guy that talks about the preparation and the fall in love with the film study and trying to decipher, like, who you can attack, who you should stay away from, what guys are good at, what they're not good at, like, that to me is an indicator that a dude really understands, you know, the professionalism of playing this sport. And I said it all the time. I used to say it to my son all the time. I'm like, just because you play a pro sport doesn't make you professional. I was a professional football player. It's what I did. I prepped, I studied. I mean, I was prepared at all times for everything. And that's what I came away with. Now, a couple of things, man. Change of protections on the line of scrimmage, finding the open guy, having the poise in the pocket, being convicted when you throw the football. He has all of those things. I mean, every one of those things. He's got movement skills. He's got a big-time arm talent. And, hey, listen, man, two things. The very final drive, second down and one, he puts it between two defenders on the hands of Chris Olave, who's your best wide receiver. Dude, catch the ball for a touchdown and win the game. Let's go home. And I understand it's a tough catch. I don't care. I don't. Yeah, I don't care that it's a tough catch. Make the play. That quarterback put it on the numbers. And then on the third down and one where they threw the ball, third down and one, they ran a defense that they ran earlier in the game that Rasul Douglas got an interception on. And that looked like they were in like a form of man-to-man. And all of a sudden, safety goes over the top. Rasul Douglas squats and takes away the stick route, the inside out breaking route. He squats, lets the wide receiver go deep on him because the safety is going over the top. And they basically like a trap cover two. And he reads it and intercepts the ball in the stick route. They ran that exact same defense on third down and one against the exact same route combination. And Shuck looked at that stick route and said, nope, I ain't going to throw it. Because I'm not getting it picked off here in this critical moment. That to me was like, you know, a guy that's not going to repeat the same mistake he made earlier in the game, to learn from that. So I walk away from that game, guys, being completely convinced that that guy's got a chance to be really good. And so for you guys in New Orleans, I would say this, your team's not very good. Your team's got a lot of work, right? Like a lot of personnel work that they've got to work on right now. But man, if there's not a quarterback that just you cannot live without in the draft, there's going to be somebody that wants to trade up and go get a guy, and you're going to pick up, you know, two first rounders and maybe something else. Like you're sitting in a pretty good position right now if Shuck can continue to do the things he's done early with his first four starts.
Mark, one of the things, this was Saturday before I had to do LSU pregame, and I had a conversation with Coach Ed Orgeron, and I asked him, what was the big thing when you get to these conference championship games, and then when you get into the playoff outlets and everything, what's the big difference? And he brought up to me physicality. Okay, winning up front. Everybody's got a quarterback that's pretty good, or you wouldn't be that far down the road. Everybody's got a running back and a receiver that can play. But he said, would you see the big difference when you get into the playoffs or you get into these, you know, conference championship games, is which team is the more physical team? And I think about that also applies to the NFL down the stretch. Which teams can be the more physical team and be able to run the football and stop the run? I think that's so critical because that is the one thing with college and pro football that meshes together. They're the same way. The more physical team is going to win. Your thoughts on, as we head into the back stretch of the 2025 season, that physicality and winning up front, yeah, it's always important, but it's really important when you're going to catch some inclement weather, which if in some cities you're going to catch in December and into January. And I think what Ed said is absolutely correct, and it also applies to the NFL game.
There's no question. Toughest team's going to win. You look at New England, all the championships they won over the years meant disciplined, smart, and tough. That's the formula. And, you know, and right now you look at what Vrabel's got going on, man. They're going to be physical and nasty up front. And, you know, and defensively they're going to stop the run. That's what they do. And, like, that, there is no substitute for that. And, like, it, to me, 100% of the time, the more physical team, you know, if you put me a physical versus finesse, the physical team's going to win out. It's just the way it's just the way it works. You know, what's funny about that, back in the day, back in, you know, my time being with the Redskins back in the day, you know, we pride ourselves, NFC East football, we pride ourselves in being just bludgeoning people, just beating people up. And we did. Now, we did, and I'll never forget, we used to go to San Francisco or San Francisco come to us, and it was that Bill Walsh, you know, Seifert, hey, they don't practice in pads, and our coaches would preach about how much more calloused we are and how they're soft and they're a finesse team and they don't practice in pads. And then you go play them, and they would whip your ass. And you'd get back on the bus, and you'd be like, how do we lose 24-13, you know? And you'd look at the stat line, and Joe Montana would be 22 of 26, you know, and Roger Craig would have 102 yards rushing. And you look at it, and you're on the bus going, hey, man, we just got sold a bill of goods. Our coaches lied to us. Ain't nothing soft about that team. I don't care if they don't practice in pads. That team is physical. That team is tough. And, like, that's what wins. And then when you couple that toughness, that physicality, that nastiness with intelligence, and you couple it with, you know, guys that can play and guys that are, you know, are effective and guys that are explosive, well, then you got a formula for, you know, for being dominant. And I'm 100% with you. You win the trench, the battle of the trenches, you win the trench warfare, you're going to win a lot of football games. And I look at, like, Alabama all those years under Saban, man, they had a bunch of full-grown men playing offensive and defensive lines. They would just lean on you. They had men, you had boys, and eventually they just beat you down.
Insider Calls with Mark Slareff are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Charlie?
So, Mark, you're looking ahead. The Saints have a divisional matchup against the Buccaneers on the road in Tampa Bay, where they have played well in the past. But just kind of looking back at the first time these two teams met up, Mark, it felt like the moment that the Saints had that goal line stand, they get four straight stops basically at the 1 yard line, they hold Tampa Bay out, and then Spencer Rattler throws the pick six in the second quarter right after that. It just felt like the end of Rattler's time as the starter in New Orleans. And to your point about Tyler Shuck really making the most of his opportunity, he's really flashed it in his first four starts. He was thrown into that situation against the Buccaneers in the second half. And, I mean, it's kind of tough to just throw a player in the middle of the game. I know that Tyler has talked about he stays prepared for any kind of situation throughout the time when he was the QB2. but now as QB1 in the week of preparation leading up to this matchup, what are you kind of expecting from Shuck against the Buccaneers and Todd Bowles' defense? I know that they've fallen off in recent weeks. They've been injured all season long from the point where they beat the Saints and were 6-2. Now they're only 7-5, but they're still controlling the division. They've won it four straight years at this point. Your thoughts on Tyler Shuck and the Saints' offense against Todd Bowles' defense?
Yeah, well, one thing, I mean, Todd is always going to try to pressure you early, you know, pressure you on first and second down, and a lot of run pressures. Wants to get you behind the chains, wants to get in the second down in long situations, and then, you know, then gets you in a third down and six, third down and six plus, third down and seven plus, and then, you know, show you pressure, but fall off play zone, make you throw it underneath, make you get rid of the ball and rally up and tackle. And so he's been kind of his, he's one of the most blitzing kind of play callers on the defensive side of the ball. But it's surprising when you really look at it, a lot of it's on first down. A lot of it's about getting you behind the chains. A lot of it's against the run. And so got to be efficient on first down, and you've got to expect pressures on first down. If you're Shuck, if you're, you know, if you're Kellen Moore and Nussmeier, the offensive coaches. So that's something you got to look at. That's something you got to prepare for. But listen, man, like I said, I watched that guy on Sunday, and, you know, I was great in the booth because I could hear them. I could hear the calls. I could hear the line calls. Changing, I re-IDing the mic, changing the line protection, changing where the slide is going to, being in complete control of the offense at the line of scrimmage. It was impressive for me. And so I think you'll be up to the task. I mean, obviously, you know, you talk about dominating the line of scrimmage. I think both tackles are really good for New Orleans. I think the inside three guys are replaceable. You know, I think they're just guys, and you need to be better across the line of scrimmage. You know, and I like Devin Neal. I don't know that he's necessarily a full-time starter in this league, but I like him. I like how hard he runs and everything, but there's, you know, I still am waiting for him to break his first tackle outside the numbers, you know, whether you're throwing the ball to him or you rather run it wide. He does a good job inside running, but like I just don't feel like he threatens a defense to break a tackle outside and take 160. You know, he's like, if he does break a tackle, take another five. And so there's a lack of dynamic nature there. Like I said, I like him. He's a bruiser between the tackles, but I just think there's an overall lack of talent. And, you know, Olave's a guy to me that I look at him and I think he's a really good player. I think you'd rather him just be a slot player and move the chains and do that stuff. I don't think he's like a legit X number one, you know, matchup dude out there. So there's a lot of work to be done. And, you know, and for Shuck to be completing almost 70%, 68% of his passes, with the lack of weapons and the lack of just talent. Again, I think it's a really impressive start. I talked about this I have a podcast out today on the String of Truth, but it's the String of Truth Leftovers, where I just talk exclusively about the Saints Miami game I just did. And I came away with that feeling really good about him as a second round quarterback. I really do. I think he's right now as a young quarterback in his, you know, in his first season rookie, he's the best rookie of all the guys I've watched that are rookies right now playing. And, you know, that's two Cleveland quarterbacks and some of the others. And better, he's playing better right now than a lot of the second year quarterbacks out of that draft class last year with Penix and with, you know, with Caleb Williams and obviously the kid in Minnesota. He's playing better than any of those guys.
Mark, last question for you. Everybody's got an opinion on this, and I know you keep up with college football too. Your thoughts, Lane Kiffin to LSU.
Well, Lane Kiffin's a damn good coach. I think the college football system is broken. You know, the fact that he has to leave his team to go coach LSU or to go start to recruit for LSU, I think that part is broken. I think the players that can just you know, anytime adversity hits, they can just pack up and go to someone else's team, or, you know, that they can just go leave and get more NIL money. I just think the system is broken, and so I'm not going to blame Lane Kiffin for taking advantage of it. He's a damn good coach, and his teams play exceptional football. Again, I don't like the way the system is. I don't feel sorry for the kids. I don't feel sorry for, like, this is the system that you play in. I just think the NCAA is a mess, and they need to have some institutional control and figure out a way to kind of rectify what's going on with the wild, wild west that is college football.
You get an amen from me on that, I guarantee.
Agreed.
You. Mark, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always love to have you on, and, man, enjoy your insights. Who you got this week?
I am in Cleveland, looking forward to seeing Shador play Cleveland and Tennessee. So, Tennessee is like a swift kick to the nether regions, but I'm looking forward to watching Cleveland. And Myles Garrett, man, you can't go wrong there.
No, indeed. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it, bud.
All right.
That was our Odyssey NFL Insider, Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark is the host of the Odyssey original, the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Remember to listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. When we come back, it won't be triple option. It'll be double coverage, as Charlie Long and I will do it right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long. It would be triple option. Steve's got a few things he's taking care of. So it'd be Charlie and I tomorrow when National Signing Day hits for LSU. One thing to remember, you didn't pay Lane Kiffin here to take somebody else's opinion on players. And you will see guys that have been committed to LSU for some time and maybe – you know, Lane saying, he doesn't fit what we do, and I'm going to go somewhere else. Now, some guys will make that decision to leave and not go to LSU. But now you got to trust that what you've spent a ton of money on, as a head coach, has his own opinion on players, and it might not be exactly what, you know, some of the ratings and everything else LSU has been in, and he's moved on, and he's looking at somebody else. So tomorrow, as we get all these commitments to come in, and normally I would say 85 to 90 come in the first day on a Wednesday. Remember, this is the class Lane Kiffin now has put his stamp on. This is not Brian Kelly's group. This is Lane Kiffin's group. And they will have names on there coming and going. You might be a little bit surprised about, but this is Lane Kiffin putting his stamp on his first recruiting class at LSU.
So, Mike, I'll go with my triple option here. Josh Pate does a great job covering college football, the Josh Pate College Football Show, and he had a real fun stat about the AP Top 25 poll. Mike, we're done with the regular season. We're going to Conference Championship Week. We'll be doing our Conference Championship picks on Thursday for our weekly Pick 6 segment. But Pate had an awesome stat about preseason ranked teams in the AP Top 25 that finished the regular season unranked. Mike, 25 teams, 12 of the teams that were in the preseason top 25 poll finished the year unranked. Penn State was second, Clemson was fourth, LSU was 10th, Arizona State at 11th, Illinois at 12th, South Carolina at 13th, Florida at 15th, SMU at 16th, Kansas State at 17th, Iowa State at 22nd, Tennessee at 24th, and Boise State rounding it out at 25th. Just think about that. Entering the year, if I told you this back in August, that half of the AP Top 25 poll would finish the year unranked, Mike, it's an unbelievable stat, and it just shows how crazy college football has been, especially this year. All the movement, a lot of coaching firings as well that happened midseason for some of these teams like Penn State, like LSU, you know, like Florida that were on that list. It's just been a wild year to kind of follow and watch unfold.
And it's going to stay that way.
Yeah.
That's just the way college football is. It's not run by all the blue bloods anymore.
I'm not going to say it's
because I hear that all the time, and one individual, he tells me this, it's still going to be run by the blue bloods. Is Indiana a blue blood in college football?
No, they're
is
one of the
Texas
worst programs.
Texas Tech a blue blood in college football? Look what's happened at Vanderbilt. And here, one of the craziest things today, the number one rated quarterback in the nation who had been committed to the University of Georgia for months, he decommitted today. Guess where he's going, Jared
Andy.
Curtis? Vanderbilt.
Clark Lee's doing great stuff there, Mike. He earned
Man,
that extension.
You think about this. If I'd have said that 10 years ago, you'd have said, no way. The number one ranked quarterback in the country is not going to Georgia so he can go to Vanderbilt. Goes to show you of all this movement that's happening here, the wheel is still spinning. It hasn't stopped yet. And it's not fixing to stop anytime soon. You're going to see next year another group of two or three teams that you wouldn't think would be there all of a sudden make their way. And one team to watch, Houston. And what Willie yep. Fritz is doing with the Cougars, man, he got it going, and he has really recruited well in a very fertile ground in the Houston area. We'll be back to finish it off here on our number two of Sports Talk right after this break. Finishing up here in our number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in the 6 o'clock hour around 6:20. Ali Cosell covers the NBA, and the Pelicans will be on, I guess, talk about the injury to Zion, which looks to be he'll be out for another 3 weeks. And so it's just a continuous deal over and over and over with him fighting injuries. We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this news break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.